Fuss up, Vankas.
Hello, Vankas.
Wow.
Wow.
You know how Yuki says every time I have a workout, it ruins my whole day?
Yeah.
That's this event. Events like this, you know. I remember when Daniel Ricciardo was coming back to Formula One. I got a notification on my phone, and I was on a vacation with my girlfriend. We were going to the British Portrait Gallery, and I said, "I gotta go." What do you mean you gotta go? We're going to the National Portrait. I'm like, there's a fucking portrait gallery in every country, okay? And just portraits of fucking people I don't know.
Yeah, and guess what? Most of them, they're not good people. Who do they make portraits of? Fucking the ruling class.
Yes. Yes, I should have said that, dude. That would have gone so much better than what I actually said, which is, baby, it's Daniel Ricciardo.
Daniel Ricciardo, he's back in F1, baby. What do you want me to do?
And then I remember I had a big pitch with like a big director.
Yeah.
Big. And I said, Brian, you know, I'm gonna have my head in this pitch. And I got another thing going. I got, you know, this is a Hollywood day. I got to be ready for my pitch with the big director. And then I wake up to a text from Brian. It came at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your pitch, dude, but Lewis Hamilton just went to Ferrari.
I went, dude, the day before he said, Matt was like, dude, tomorrow I'm offline, baby. Like I have this, I'm doing this other stuff. And I was like, I waited on that too. Cause I found out way earlier and I was like, oh, how do I break this to Matt? Fuck. No, this podcast and these news events, Adrian Newey going to Ferrari. Well, no, sorry. Adrian Newey, that's where he's going. Shut the fuck up. That's where he's going. Adrian Newey leaving Red Bull. Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari. They're good for business. They're bad for our personal lives and our relationships. These new items are getting in the way. Yeah. Our girlfriends, every time there's a breaking news story on Formula One, Matt and my girlfriends are mad, baby. Yeah. We gotta drop everything and do this fucking little pod.
That's why people subscribe. That's why people subscribe is how this Adrian Newey news affects us.
Yeah.
But this is bigger than Daniel Ricciardo coming back. This is bigger than Lewis even to Ferrari. This is the most seismic shift. It might not be as sexy as Daniel Ricciardo coming back. It might not be as sexy as Lewis Hamilton going Ferrari. But in terms of impact.
Right.
This is like, you know, the one that hit the planet a million years ago and killed all the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Right, right. Yes.
It's that kind of impact.
Yeah. It's it's a fucking doomsday event. It is, you know, I was thinking that you were just saying, talking about how those things were sexy, right? Like that Lewis going to Ferrari, that's a sexy thing because Lewis is sexy. And Daniel coming back, that's sexy. His because Daniel's sexy. But if you're a sapiosexual, if you're attracted to the mind, then you are bricked the fuck up right now,
the
dude.
Big throbbing brain.
That big fucking, you know how many fucking ripples are in that brain? It's so fucking, what is
grooves.
It?
Grooves. They got all grooves. These grooves.
You know how many, he must have extra grooves. And if you're into grooves, if grooves turn you on, maybe that's why he's so good at aero, because the air that goes through his brain has so many different, there's so much, you know, downforce on his fucking head. But if you're sapiosexual, then Adrian Newey is like fucking king daddy number one. Like he is ultimate daddy.
I'm just Googling, what are the grooves on the brain called? Jenny, slim this down, please. They're called, these are known as Giri and Sulci.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
They're folds. They're folds.
Right.
Yes. Wouldn't it be hilarious if that Newey didn't suffer from male pattern baldness and he had like Fabio like hair and he just shaved it all because he wanted, because hair is just like a fucking, it creates drag. Right.
Yeah, it creates drag.
From a strictly aero perspective, hair sucks.
Right. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, he's this golfer.
Yeah.
He's like, he's kind of the brainy golfer. But he's also like a brute. He's like a big.
Yeah, I thought he hits the shit out of the ball.
He hits the shit out of the ball, but he's like super like obsessed with stats and technical shit. And he's all about like wind, like club speed. He makes all of his clubs, they're all a uniform length. So like normally like a driver is your longest club in the bag, and then like your sand wedge is like the shortest club in the bag. Every single one of his clubs is uniform, so he can have the same swing in each thing. And he's obsessed with club head speed, so that's why he's like, he works out like a motherfucker to make sure that he can swing the club as hard as he can, because he's also like, if I hit the ball 400 yards, I don't care if it's like I'm not that good. I make up, it takes you guys two shots to get my one shot. Just by math, I'm like beating you. And sometimes it works and he dominates a tournament. But so he's obsessed with club head speed.
Yeah.
To get the ball going as far. And he realized that if he shaves his legs, he can get like an extra fucking like tenth of a tenth of fucking club. So he shaves his hairy legs are getting in the way of him being able to fucking turn. I don't know if it really makes sense. He might be insane, but he does it. He does it.
I get why swimmers shave their legs, but a golfer?
Yeah, baby. And arms and arm hair too.
That makes sense because your arms are going through the air.
Yeah, he shaves his whole fucking body because he's like, this hair is getting in the fucking way. That's why Nui's bald, dude, because hair is aerodynamically not ideal. Listen, we did a thing on YouTube where we just gave our first like initial thoughts, fucking like, holy shit. But I want to get into like the nitty gritty of this move. Like, you know, what it means. Obviously, we think he's going to Ferrari. I wonder like what conversations have been had, because apparently Red Bull was like shocked. Like, this came out without Red Bull knowing. And then now it's like, he's now told. So, like, it's one of those things where it's like, they found out when everyone found out.
Kind of like one Toto Wolff.
Mm-hmm. With Lewis Hamilton, when Lewis Hamilton left as well. It's so interesting how these things, like, end. That, like, after all this time, like, you read it in the fucking press. You read it in the press that your boyfriend's breaking up with you.
it's breaking up with you over it's the celebrity equivalent of breaking up over text.
Right.
Christian's got to read about it in the BBC.
Yeah, a journalist is calling him being like, "So Adrian knew he's leaving," and he's like, "What?"
If you want to hear the rest of this episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link, or you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.